people united will never be defeated. The people united will never be defeated. The people united will never be defeated.
Just hours before people took to the streets for the All Out for All Rights march, mainstream and alternative media met with members of the Toronto Media Co-op and the Toronto Community Mobilization Network to discuss the opening of the Alternative Media Centre and the action days that lie ahead.
Today's the official first day that the Alternative Media Center, where we're at today, will be doing on-the-ground live coverage of all the events that are taking place. It's the mandate of the space and the convergence of the Alternative Media Center to come and do reporting on the ground for the actions.
Amy Miller, an independent journalist and reporter with the Dominion Paper, introduced the Media Co-op Central G20 website, www.2010.mediacoop.ca. as well as the Alternative Media Center's goals.
At that site, you'll be able to see 24 hours a day live Twitter feed, Flickr feed, posting, and video. We're also going to be having live video streams coming during actions. We're going to be starting the live video stream today at the 2 p.m. action. We have people who are going to be covering all of the actions, who work very closely with the organizers who have been putting together the actions so that we can make sure that the marginalized voices that usually aren't covered in the mainstream get out and get heard. What we're also be doing every day throughout the convergence is coming out with the daily broadsheet, and that's primarily the Toronto Media Co-op who's putting it out. It's called The Spoke.
Jesse Rosenfeld, also an independent journalist working with the Toronto Media Co-op, spoke on what makes the Alternative Media Center different from mainstream news and how it speaks to the marginalized community.
What our focus is on is a critical investigative reporting approach to the G20 and a frontline journalism approach. We're going to be at all the flashpoints. We're going to be at all the different creative actions that are coming up, and we're going to be putting it out there and discussing it. And basically what we're trying to do is put forward a discussion that isn't getting put forward, which is how are people affected by this, why are they saying, what are they saying, and what is the reason that they're coming out or that they're feeling too intimidated to come out.
Miriam Adranji, an organizer with the Toronto Community Mobilization Network, spoke on the G20 and the convergence of communities and struggles that are coming together in opposition of the summit.
Everyone is coming together. We're seeing the faces, we're seeing our communities, and we're all coming together. We are united to say abolish the G8, abolish the G20. They are incompetent, they are unrepresentative, and we do not want them here in Toronto. We do not want them meeting ever. They are coming together to say that they can manage the global economic crisis. But really what they're doing is passing on the bailout to the people of their country. We are seeing that here in Toronto, as stimulus packages are coming in, we are seeing cuts to social assistance, we're seeing cuts to the special diet, we are seeing cuts to the shelter system. This is unacceptable. And the G20 cannot meet, they're incompetent, they are proving it as we speak. And so we are all coming to say, abolish the G20, they should not be meeting. Cancel the summit.
She also spoke about the action days coming up this week.
Hundreds of people have been coming into town over the past weekend. We are inspired, we are empowered, and we're getting ready for the thousands more who are going to be joining us for the next week in the theme Days of Resistance. We are starting today with the theme Day of Resistance for Economic Justice, an End to War and Occupation, Anti-Poverty and Migrant Justice. Tomorrow we will be focusing on queer rights, disability rights, and gender justice. On Wednesday will be the day of climate justice and environmental justice, and on Thursday will be the day for Indigenous sovereignty and self-determination. And then as the G8 and G20 meet over the weekend, we will see here in Toronto that Friday, Saturday, and Sunday will be days of action.
Saeed Hussain, who also organizes with the Toronto Community Mobilization Network, outlined how decisions made at the formal G20 summit impact frontline communities and why these communities have joined in resistance.
We have to begin by talking about the fact that there are 289 million people globally that are unemployed. More than half the world's population is presently living on less than $2.5 a day. This is not a coincidence. This is a direct result of the banking and corporate policies of the G8 G20. We are presently living in an economic climate that favors the rich and completely oppresses the poor. 500 people today earn more than 460 million people. This is an outrage. The G8, G20 countries collectively produce 85% of the world's arms and are responsible for 90% of the wars. This has resulted in millions being displaced. We are poor. There are farmers around the world. There are farmers in this country. There are poor folk across the world, communities that happen to be disabled, people of color that are being pushed out of their homes and onto the streets, be it because of the summit here, which is the homeless population, be it in countries of the south where they're pushed into cities, upping the amount of poverty there. In the face of this injustice, it has become imperative community starts uniting, and we have. The purpose of these theme days is to showcase the fact that the communities in Toronto that fight for economic justice, for migrant justice, for queer rights, for disability rights, for Indigenous sovereignty, for climate justice, for environmental justice are connected, that we are using this as a moment to come together. This is a convergence of ideas and hopes and anger and rage. And what we will see in the next 4 days is a series of events that will highlight those leading up to massive demonstrations in the city Friday through Sunday.
Hussein also commented on the organizational process of these action days.
The Toronto Community Mobilization Network put out a call on these principles, and communities across Ontario have decided to respond on these themes. We will be seeing actions not just in the city, but across the country.
Those present also responded to questions in regards to the mobilization that is currently occurring in Toronto.
I think the work that we've done in our communities for the last year and for the years prior to that has prepared us to build a massive community mobilization of interest and hopes that is going to be taken to the streets.
Both Miriam and Hussein responded to questions regarding violent protest by standing in solidarity with communities, demanding the focus remain on the issues of the negative ramifications produced through the policies of G20 institutions.
There are people coming who have planned different actions. Again, the Toronto Community Mobilization Network is not organizing any actions, and we're here to support, everyone who's coming is here to support each other, because we are all coming together to say abolish the G8 and abolish the G20. It's not about the cops, it's not about the tear gas that they might use. It's about the communities coming together and the message that they want to send that the G8 and G20 are illegitimate and unrepresentative.
If I could just say, I think this ongoing concern about safety is extremely irrelevant and is not on the agenda. Whose safety are we talking about? I mean, if we look at the last 10 summits, people have largely been safe. There have been massive mobilizations in this city just this past year, which has seen thousands taken to the street, and people have not had to worry about their safety and concerns. And what's very important to note is that we've determined the level of police interference at each one of these events, and we are very clearly announcing what action will have what level of interference. We encourage people to go to the website. If there is a certain tactic people like, if there is a certain issue that folks are interested about, there's something they can participate in.
Hussein comments on the nature and location of the actions.
There are actions that are happening where people see fit. These are community issues. This is our city. We will fight back against the G20 wherever it attacks us, and that is in most parts of our lives.
Despite these comments, violence and protest remain the focus of questions asked by mainstream media.
You guys were talking a lot about what's going on with safety and that kind of thing. What we're going to be focusing on is the issues that are directly impacting people, why they're coming out against the G20, how their lives are affected, what their stories are, and what their relation to the G20 and to their own government is.
It's not a question of whether we are or are not protesters. I think the image of the protester has been painted as these people that are disconnected from community. We live here. We work here. Our children grow up here. We go to school here. These are our communities. We, just like you, I'm sure everyone that's assembled here has some concern, knows some issue that is close to their hearts that the G20 is responsible for, that you're enraged about. That makes you all protesters. Either we're all protesters or we're all people.
For up-to-date G20 coverage of community-based news on the real issues, make sure to check out the Toronto Alternative Media Co-op at 2010.mediacoop.ca or at toronto.mediacoop.ca. Also, don't forget to pick up your daily copy of The Spoke, available online and in print at various locations around Toronto. For more information on the upcoming action days, visit the Toronto Community Mobilization Network website at g20.torontomobilize.org. For CKUT Radio, this is Dana Holtby in Toronto. See you in the streets!